I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Every once in a while, a movie turns out to be genuinely inexplicable, not because of the plot or why the characters do what they do, but because of a blissful idiocy that can't be explained by conventional lapses of judgment, ambition, or competence. The latest example is The Space Between Us. It's a sci-fi romance aimed at young adult audiences, and it was directed by Peter Chelsom from a screenplay by Alan Loeb. The story plays out on two planets, Mars and Earth, while the production plies its own orbit in a state of zero gravity, zero nuance, and sub-zero sense. Another title might be The Boy Who Fell to Earth. The boy, Gardner Elliott, he's played by Asa Butterfield, was born on Mars to an astronaut mother, and Mars is where he's destined to be stuck for the rest of his life in the company of astronauts who've set up permanent housekeeping on the red planet. The problem is that his bones developed in the weak Martian gravity, so they aren't strong enough to keep him going on Earth, and his heart could enlarge fatally. But an affair of the heart develops via the internet with the only Earthling he knows, a beautiful orphan named Tulsa. She's played by Britt Robertson. Suddenly, Gardner's rocketing off to see her in the flesh on terra firma, and health risks be damned. So far, this may sound like a coherent progression of events. Silly, for sure, but still coherent. What I haven't conveyed is the film's frantic, spasmodic style. Just as the hero lacks skeletal strength, the script lacks connective tissue. Events follow events, bam, bam, bam. First, it's a redo of The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, then Starman, with the boy briskly discovering Earth's wonders, including Mars bars, then flirting with disaster while he searches the western states for his father, whom he's never met, with help from Tulsa and a wise young shaman. All of it is accompanied by music that throbs maniacally, whether or not there's anything to throb about, and over it all looms the figure of Nathaniel Shepard, a techno-shaman cast from the mold of Richard Branson. Nathaniel runs a privatized version of NASA, drives a space shuttle when necessary, and is played atrociously by the normally excellent Gary Oldman. As Gardner's heart enlarged, mine hardened, but I also found myself laughing a lot. Blissful idiocy can be fun, which is why I couldn't resist talking about this film. But if you want something serious and enriching, and I hope you do, see I Am Not Your Negro, Raoul Peck's documentary portrait of the writer and social critic James Baldwin. It's an evocation of a passionate soul in a tumultuous era, a film that uses Baldwin's fiery denunciations of racism to illuminate the struggle for civil rights. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with reviews.